The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I love good news. I love sharing good news with you because, you know, we live in times where things are crazy or we have all these phony outrages. You know, this week, honestly, I'm actually getting to the point of just total laughing of the outrages. So, like, some of the outrages this week were De Niro said F Trump, and it's no longer down with Trump, it's F. Really? Why do... Just go act in a movie. The other one we had was apparently the Twitter CEO. Imagine being the CEO of Twitter. And, like, having the audacity of saying you ate in Chick-fil-A and then having to apologize. For the record, this show, I can't say this show because I'm a one-man band, but me, I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, please open in Ireland. Please. I'll even run it for you. There's an idea. I'll run Chick-fil-A for you. Maybe just actually thinking about this live on air, maybe me running Chick-fil-A wouldn't be a good idea because I would eat all the stuff. I'd be like, oh, you want a chicken burger? Cool. Chicken burger for you, chicken burger for me. You want chicken fillets? Okay. Chicken fillets for you, chicken fillets for me. You want a milkshake? Milkshake for you, milkshake for me. Unless we ran at like a 200% margin, I'd eat all the profits. I'd be like, yeah, I love me some chicken. So... Chick-fil-A, I proudly eat in Chick-fil-A, and I love that they close Sundays, but it would be nice if they opened Sundays as well, just from a pure selfish point of view, but Chick-fil-A is awesome. We had the big controversy over here with the royal family of, you know, they were at this polo game, and they were all just playing on the ground, and the kids were there, and the prince, the young prince, he played with a fake gun, which is highly inappropriate considering what Britain's going through right now. I expect the royal family to know better. Really, it's a toy gun. I played with a toy gun. I worked out fine. Maybe that's not an argument I should make either. But they're the crazy things we had. We had a Stormy Daniels update, which I don't care to share. Just whatever. But this world is crazy. There's so much baloney in it. This is a real story, and it's awesome to be able to share this with you. So... there's an organization called Giving USA, and they analyze and they release how much, you know, Americans give. 2018 was a record year for Americans giving charity. Americans in 2017 gave $410 billion to charity. They crossed the $400 billion for the first time. You guys are amazing. You know, I finish up this show the same way each and every week. The last thing I want you to hear, if you don't care about the issues I discuss or, you know, I bored you or you disagree with me, the last thing I want you to hear is I want you to remember there are heroes in society who need to be saluted, but also America's great because of each and every one of you. It's not by governments. It's not by presidents. It's not by executive orders. America is fundamentally great because Americans are good. You are decent. You are honest. You are humble. And you have given more than you have ever given before. And like, you just didn't cross the 400 billion mark. Like, it's not like, hey, you crossed the 400 billion mark for the first time and you got like 400 billion point and a half a billion. You like went... we're just going to smash through that. $410 billion to charity in 2017. What makes this unbelievable is when you actually read the actual highlights in the bullet points of the report, which I'll save you reading the report. I'll just give you the bullet points. So giving by individuals represented 70% of the giving. So this isn't a case of, well, the rich gave the most. And like, you know, the way the tax base is where, you know, like, 10% of the people pay 75% of the tax because they did well. No, no. Individuals gave 70% of that $410 billion, which is over $280 billion in maths. That's incredible. There are four sources of giving. Three of them grew by 5% or more. Giving by foundations saw strong growth and has continued to see strong growth over the last 7 years. It grew by 7.6%. Corporate giving was boosted by $405 million. So it's incredible. The figures, if you care about maths and you care about the figures, giving by individuals was $286.65 billion, raising 5.2%. Giving by foundations was $66.9 billion, raised by 6%. Giving by bequest, which is wills and debts, increased 2.3% to $35.7 billion. And giving by corporations grew by 8%, totaling $20.77 billion. So who got all this money? It was evenly distributed. Or not evenly distributed. The increases were pretty evened out. So religion went up by 2.59%. Education went up by 6.2%. Human services went up by 5.1%. To foundations had a major increase. It was 15.5%. Health organizations, 7.3%. Public social benefit organizations, 7.8%. Arts, culture, and humanities increased by 8.7%. And environment and animal organizations, 7.2%. One of the only areas of decrease was international affairs, which declined by 4.4%. You know, anyone who wants to tell you your people are not good needs to hear this report. This is amazing. People ask me, when do you love America the most? I love America for so many reasons. I love America for your founding documents, for explaining something called nature's law to me. I love it for your idea. I love the history, even the bad history. I love studying it, and I find it compelling, and I find lessons to be learned from your bad parts of history. You can go, look, don't do that. There's a reason why bad things happen. I love it when I get to be able to say, this is who you are, America. This is your legacy. This is who you are. America is great because Americans are good. People who say to me, John, I'm only a single person, I can't change the world, that's baloney. And I'm not saying that to be insulting, I'm saying that to be factually accurate. I don't say it to insult you, but you can change the world. You can change the world by something simple, by going to a complete stranger and asking them how they are and listening. You can change the world by, you know, reaching out to a neighbor you don't like and trying to heal those wounds. You can change the world by sharing money. You can change the world by getting involved in causes. You can change the world by sharing a positive message on social media. You can change the world by writing, by doing podcasting. You have no limit in this world. Technology is unbelievable. You can change the world. The impact your people made by crossing the 400 billion mark in charity is unbelievable. That is huge. And if you donated, you played a small or a big part or a different part, size part, and you changed the world. You can change the world. This is who you are, America. Congratulations. 410 billion, crossing the 400 billion mark for the first time is incredible. And I hope that this year you even cross past it even again. This is the country, the idea that I love. This is amazing. And there are reasons for it. Obviously, you know, economic conditions improving, unemployment going down, stock markets going up. There are many reasons for it. But that you got that extra money and that you increased your charity giving just shows to me, it proves to me what I say all the time is right. America is great because Americans are good. You change the world. Your ideas change the world. You're changing the world continuously. There is a reason I do what I do for free. I could do with an extra job. I'm not rich. I live off a small amount of money every month. But there's a reason I continue to get behind this microphone each and every week, because I have a debt to pay to the American people. Even despite not being able to be over there and your country making it very hard for me to be there, I still have a debt. I don't speak German today. And that we can discuss how much of an American, you know, that is because of Americans. There are other people I need to thank, like the British and even the French. But there's a reason that war would have been lost if America hadn't gotten involved. The fact you did, you helped stop Hitler. I have a debt to you and your people that will never be repaid. That is why I do what I do, to try and repay my debt, to try and pay it forward. Because America is great when people of ordinary people do extraordinary things. That is what you did in 2017. And hopefully, God willing, come this time next year, I'll be able to say in 2018, you know what? You hit the 400 billion for the second time. And you blitzed last year's records. Because America is great when Americans are good. We finish up this week's show the same way we finish it up every week. By saluting the real heroes in society. I don't mean the New York Yankees. I don't mean Aaron Judge. I don't mean Luis Severino. Don't mean Eli Manning. None of those are heroes. They're great baseball players, don't get me wrong. But they're not heroes. Heroes don't wear a jersey. Heroes don't have a football number. Heroes risk it all 24/7 for our freedom. We salute your firefighters, your police officers, your emergency personnel, your vets. And most importantly, I salute you, the great American people. America is great because Americans are good. 410 billion? I tip my hat to you. If I wore a hat, I'd tip it to you. Kudos. Give yourself a pat on the back.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.